Chapter 126. Ambassador Nagel was uncertain how much time had passed when the group emerged through the dripstone wall. An hour? Two? Darkness had settled over Wallenstein Garden, and there seemed to be a cold foreboding in the shadows. She was still reeling from what Langdon had explained about Sasha, and while Nagel knew she would eventually be able to accept the truth intellectually, she feared there would be one fact that would forever cut through her emotions like a knife to the heart. Michael Harris was killed by Sasha. "You have to remember," Catherine insisted, "it was not Sasha who did this to Michael. She loved Michael. You must think of them as two people." Either way, the news had caused her a fresh wave of crushing guilt. Nagel found herself wishing she could beg both Michael and Sasha for their forgiveness. But they were both gone. Even Wallenstein Garden seemed lifeless to her now. The rose bushes wrapped in burlap bags and the pond drained for winter. Nagel doubted she would witness its annual renaissance this spring. As of a few hours ago, she possessed enough political leverage to do whatever she wanted, which no longer included being a U.S. ambassador living in Prague. "I was never supposed to be here," she thought. "I was sent as a puppet." She would probably wait a month to help the embassy through the current crisis and then tender her resignation. She had no idea what she would do next, but she felt like she had some fight left in her, and a lot more to give. At the moment, her most immediate concern was recovering the USB stick that Scott Kerbel had cleverly smuggled out of the embassy in the box of Donna's belongings. Kerbel would be headed to her flat shortly to recover it. As they exited the garden, Nagel glanced back at Langdon and Solomon, who were talking quietly as they followed. No doubt they were both deeply exhausted and needed sleep. "I'll drive them back to their hotel," Kerbel said, as if reading her thoughts exactly, "right after I drop you at the embassy." They emerged into the glow of the streetlights, and Nagel knew she would miss Kerbel most of all. "Scott," she said softly, "I'm fully aware of the risks you took for me today, and I don't take your loyalty for granted." The Marine gave her a rare smile and touched his cap. "Nor I yours."